message is brought to you by America's Family Physicians.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Happy Wednesday. Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we have a great midweek show for you. Notice it's raining out there, so be inside. Listen to your radio. Don't get wet. Well, around 9:30, we'll have Dr. Adam Chase of Orthopedic Sports Medicine will be in the studio with us. Right now, though, we have school board member for USD 383, Jardine Coleman, and Superintendent Marvin Wade. Good morning.
Good morning, Brady.
Good morning.
Well, I'll go ahead and rehash just a little bit of some personal news this morning. Only a few In Focuses left for me, which is it's bittersweet. As I announced earlier this morning, I'm taking a job offer in Ark City, Kansas at KSOK Radio there. It's an FM country station, and going to be doing the morning show there, going to be their news director down there, also be doing play-by-play for Ark City Sports for football and basketball. So definitely looking forward to the opportunity to be closer to home, be closer to family, and definitely thankful, though, for my time here in Manhattan that first started in 2006 as a student, working for the newspaper, and then coming over here to work for Manhattan Broadcasting Company and K-Man. That I wouldn't get this opportunity without what I've learned here at Manhattan Broadcasting Company, without really what I've learned here in Manhattan overall. It's really taught me how to be a professional and a better broadcaster, better writer, you name it. So very thankful for my time. But I'll have time to, get all my goodbyes and stuff and get all that out of the way. Just wanted to
congratulations. Yeah. I know that gets you closer to family, which is important to you. So congratulations. And off the air, I'll tell you some other things. How's that? That's when I'll start calling you names for leaving us.
Okay, fair enough. Here with Dr. Marvin Wade and school board member Jardine Coleman. And I guess first off, let's talk a little bit about just a crazy week that we've had just here in Manhattan overall. Just a Labor Day that wasn't exactly the relaxing sort of holiday that it's supposed to be. With the flooding that we had around Wildcat Creek, I know that affected some bus routes early on, and I don't know how many students in the school district were affected or may be displaced due to that flooding.
You're right. It was quite a Labor Day. That for one thing, everybody was working together closely. The city, law enforcement, responders, school district people, but. In some ways, we were fortunate that it was on a holiday instead of a regular Monday when people would have been in school. Gave us a chance to make some plans to look at where the shelters were at, what areas were affected, could we get in or not with the buses, and then to make plans for Tuesday morning on Monday. So that it was helpful in that regard. And the devastation has been significant. We see the pictures, hear the stories about it. And it's one thing to see those. It's another to talk to the people that are affected and to hear the stories about the things they've lost. That I talked to somebody yesterday that it wasn't just a case of where they lived. It's his employer is also unable to operate now. So, here's an individual. They've there's those stories one after the other coming out from people, and the other side of it is how many people are rallying around them to help. That individual said 25 people showed up right away to help them move the things out of the house as quickly as they can when the storm was coming. So we've adjusted. We're back on our regular routes right now with the buses today. Seems like it's going well. We do have the two shelters that are still in place with the Red Cross that we're making the elementary bus stop there, the secondary bus stop there in case there are students at those locations. But probably tomorrow we'll be back, fingers crossed that everything will continue to be on a normal bus route. Schools are operating. We had a few leaks, which you would expect with a big rain like this, but that our schools are fine. We've got, I think routine is important. as much as possible, that we have a safe place for the students to go. They're fed. We've got showers in all of our schools if they're needed. So I'm just thankful it's not worse.
Have you heard any cases of any students within the district that have been affected by those floodwaters? Yes,
definitely. There's students that are affected by, you know, where they live there. They haven't, some of them have been able to go back to their homes now. Not everybody has electricity yet, but they have been able to get back into the homes to at least see what things look like. Our buses can get to all the locations where we pick up kids.
Any estimation on numbers of students?
I'd hate to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, fair enough. And Jardine, just kind of maybe your comments, your thoughts on just everything.
Let me add one more thing, real quick before Jardine. Yesterday, going around to the schools, it seemed like our attendance was good, that there were some students out with illness, the usual type things, but we didn't have a lot of students missing as a result of the flood, that they've been relocated. They're staying with friends, staying with family, going to the shelter, and then been able to get to school, which is important.
And also might add, it's probably a good segue to remind folks that to the pit closet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With the school district is very important for these sort of situations, not just in this situation, but just kind of year round when you're dealing with students and families that are lower income, dealing in with some poverty sort of issues. I think the Fit Closet did say that they were asking for some more items.
Mm-hmm. And FIT stands for Families in Transitions, and they're expanding their hours this week in order to be able to better serve people that have been displaced, that need items that the Fit Closet can provide.
And I know that they sent out kind of a list of things that are needed. During the next break, I'll look up that list
Kind
of look at some of those things. But Jardine, just some of your comments.
Sure. I think the first thing that you feel when something like this happens is just devastation and just disbelief. And what I've been sort of happy that I've been able to feel is kind of disbelief about the outpouring of help that's shown up. I heard a broadcast, I think maybe it was on Facebook, but it was from a news clip that they were saying, we don't need any more donations because we are inundated with donations at this point, as far as to the specific shelters that we have in town, that we have so much stuff and people have come out to help so quickly that we need to sort through to see what we have. And that was maybe Monday evening, something like that. So those needs could have changed, but I was just sort of surprised to see that quickly that the community rallied together to help those families. And not even just, it's not even about just school district kids, it's everybody. To see people kind of walking on the streets just with all their belongings in their arms, trying to figure out where to go and what to do. It reminds you that devastation can touch you anywhere, and that especially in small communities like this, people will come out and support and help each other.
And that Manhattan is a great place.
Absolutely.
That people talk about, you know, family and the extended family that we have within Manhattan. And this is just one of many examples of how people rally around each other, even individuals they don't know, that they reach out to help them.
Brady Bowman here with Jardine Coleman, school board member, and USC 383 Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade, who you just heard speaking. Got Nick McNamara on the other side of the glass, keeping us afloat. And Nick, real quick, I know you were at the city commission meeting. You're at the city commission meeting last night, and kind of touching on what Dr. Wade mentioned with some folks just maybe being out of jobs due to some of those businesses. I think you heard about some of those businesses that might not be coming back.
Yeah, the owner of the Debonair's Haircuts out there off of Anderson, that's Village Plaza, I believe is what it's called. He said that a number of the restaurants along that row there, I think they might even call it restaurant row, didn't have the flood insurance. So I know for sure that Golden Walk Buffet right there. Mm-hmm. He said, at least according to him, he said that they're going to retire and that they're done for. And wow. The owner of La Hacienda also didn't have insurance, and he's up in the air right now.
Thanks for that, Nick. I know we got a phone call coming in. Nick's going to take that real quick. But, you know, you mentioned those things, and you think, well, what does that have to do with the school district sometimes? Well, I mean, these folks have families that might have kids in school. So that's where those connections can be made and how these sort of disasters kind of spider web in some ways. And we do have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take that phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Hey, Yeah, it's with heavy heart that I make this phone call, because I know you've been working very hard with the bus program and the drivers. But at West Anderson this morning in the 8 o'clock time frame, I observed a bus eastbound in that school zone just east of Annenberg Park entrance. It's a 20-mile-an-hour zone there. Went past the cars that were going 20. So I guarantee it was in excess of 20, probably 30, 35. I'm glad I didn't get the bus number, because I know your feelings on that. So that person has another chance. But there was a bus behind it, and I was on past Annenberg Park by then. Don't know what he did, but anyway, there was two buses. I don't know the number, thank goodness, but maybe they just all need to be reminded, and especially right now with all this water and weather and people out and around looky-loo and that damage. You're doing a great, great job, and I know you'll follow up on this.
Well, thank you for the call, and I wish you would have been able to get the bus number, though I wouldn't want you to be sharing it over the air. But we do appreciate the calls at the transportation department, the district office. If somebody observes some bus drivers or others that are practicing an unsafe practice, the vast majority of the time our drivers, as we've talked about before, do a great job. It's difficult sometimes maneuvering around this community with a big bus. And I think they do a great job overall. But just like any time with lots of people involved, every now and then there's somebody who needs a strong reminder, mm-hmm. that we are being watched all the time with what we do, and they've got precious cargo that we don't want to have anything happen to them. So absolutely. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back and talk more USD 383. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News, brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance